We looked at some things last week regarding how that kingdom of God, you know, how it came to pass and how that, what we have as a result. There was the parable, you remember, where let both grow together, you know, until the end. But we are equipped, and we're going to see some great things in the Word this morning about the kingdom moving out, because we're going to look at a record where really, you see these two pitted against one another. And that's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. But we closed last week with how that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And that the power may be of God. See? And in that context, we don't preach ourselves. We preach Jesus Christ. And you know, because of that life of God that we have born within, when we walk and believe who and what we are in Christ, Christ comes out. It really does. It comes out in the way we conduct ourselves, in the way that we live. It comes out of our mouths because it's what we believe. Isn't that awesome? And that's what we preach. We preach the Lord Jesus Christ, not ourselves. As treasures in earthen vessels, it becomes obvious that the power is of God. Isn't that something? It's awesome what God has accomplished and what he's done. But in light of these things, I want you to turn, and we're going to start in Acts chapter 8. And I think that this is a familiar record to most of you. But what we're going to see is that this is really the beginnings of the kingdom of God starting to move out from Jerusalem. Okay? And Acts chapter 8. All right. We're going to pick it up in verse 1. It says, and Saul was consenting unto his death. And it's referring to the death of Stephen. Stephen was stoned and he was killed. And it says, and at that time there was a great persecution